This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. The 2016 executive budget proposal unveiled last week didn't slash higher education as deeply as expected.
The true reduction to higher education is $211.3 million.
But Commissioner of Administration Christy Nichols admits that number is based on ifs and maybes, including asking college students to pay what's being called an excellence fee.
Let's just say as an arbitrary number, that fee was $2,000. The family would be credited back the cost of that fee on their taxes. The cost associated with paying that tax credit back to the family or the student could be offset by raising the cigarette tax.
Monroe Representative Katrina Jackson asked why students have to carry the load of such a roundabout scheme.
Why are we not just upfront funding the universities with the money that we would use for that tax credit instead of making the students and the parents pay more money up front and then saying we'll give it to you when you file your taxes?
Nichols said it's not how the governor wants it handled.
Our guardrails are very clear. We won't raise taxes without an offset on a tax credit.
Louisiana also needs the cash flow. By having students pay the fees, the state gets to hold on to the cigarette tax income from August to April, or January to April of the next year, before having to refund the fee on income tax returns. Louisiana's new higher education commissioner, Joseph Rallo, who addressed the Baton Rouge Press Club Monday, says that's not how the heads of state's higher education systems want the fees handled.
We don't want any out-of-pocket fee to that student.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.